Big cats may draw a crowd, but for Living on Earth's explorer-in-residence, Mark Seth Lender, the real show is much lower down on the food chain.
Menhaden are farming the sea. They plow with their fins, shuttling to and fro, and plant among currents known only to them, among fields furrowed in waves, and never know if the seed sprouts or not, and never know the fruit of their labor. On the tide, their plantings drift, as if in a calm before storm, towards shore, then into the rivers, the Neck, the Housatonic, the Thames, the Connecticut, and all the tributaries there whose names have been lost to us, the namers of these freshets and rivulets also, long gone, everything changed. And of the seed, in spite of the wear and erosions of time, nourished under a cold sun, will they find a lighted way? The months come, the months go, the seasons pass, autumnal equinox, and the seed heads have ripened to bursting. Young Manhattan cloud the shallows with their silvering, thick as grain, churning and turning, calling forth, though it is against their will, the harvest. And from below, striped bass, threshers of the ocean, and from above, the gulls, reapers of the air, and along, paddling and dab-diving, double-crested cormorants who are the gleaners, all come to do their workings, mouths and teeth and beaks and bills, winnowing flesh from water, and the little fishes driven in upon the rocky shore to meet in a terrible convergence there, tangled in sea-weed as the gulls plunge and scream, the stripers stream, round and round and leaping, double-crested cormorants trim and swimming in a great wedge, V for victory for them, and for the little fishes, now the miller comes. White on white, on a field of wet dusky blue, his wings wind milling, his yellow beak as pallid as the sun, here he descends, there he lands, stilting on a lead of boulders, pointing out into the bight. He waits, patient, steady, great egret in all his elegance, and his long neck plunges to part the surface into a spray, pearls and diamonds of light and water, and lifts five live and struggling. Too many to swallow, too much to let go, he can hardly bear it. When, rising, bursting, swimming, airborne behind and about great egret, all for a breathless instant, all brother and sister Manhattan leap at once, a turmoil that cannot be counted, then tumble, splunging, splashing, while from the miller's mouth others fall to greet them, and the wetted stones receive them. Great egret in the end swallows just one, overcome by the richness of the grain that grows only in the sea.
That's Living on Earth's explorer-in-residence, Mark Seth Lender.